pounds from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome back to Think of the Children. It's a premier podcast in which we take the things you love, rip out their hearts with our bare hands, and consume them for nourishment. And I've got better at the cold opens. My name is Owen Piper. And in a moment, Jay will introduce himself, because I think he's just died because my joke was so good.
Yeah, that was totally it. I'm Jay. I've come back from the dead. There's some fucking seance shit going on my laptop, and it's risen me from the dead to murder your childhoods with my bare, cold hands. I have bare hands now because I'm a ghost. That's how ghosts work.
That is how ghosts work, fuck me.
Yeah, we just get... You wake up and you're above your body and you're like, shit, I've got paws.
That's how it works, I'm pretty sure. In the ghost handbook, that's how it works. Thank you for bearing with us during our weird sort of two-week hiatus thing. In that time, I've taken some time to upgrade my equipment a little bit, so this episode's either going to sound really, really good, or complete shit.
Meanwhile, I've had to accidentally downgrade my equipment through no actual willingness.
What do you mean downgrade?
Well, because I had to use my old shitty laptop.
Oh, right, okay. You sound fine, though. Like, if anything, you sound better. I'm not hearing, like, a...
I know, but dude, like, when we said we were going to record at a specific time, I had to start loading the laptop a half an hour before that.
Oh, right, Jesus, okay. I also bought a new. I bought a board to mix my mic into, and I can do fun stuff
like this and make my voice sound like a fucking
demon.
Sisyphean horror. It's great.
So there's that. I'm not going to use that too often or ever because it's the worst thing on earth. But it's there. It's nice to have the option.
That's
so Jay.
Yeah.
It's I know, right? It's beautiful, Jay. How did? As Chief Financial Officer, I have to ask you, how did Chuckle on the Gadget Express, is that what we fucking called it? How did Chuckle on the Gadget Express?
Yeah, Chuckle on the Gadget Express, I think that's what it was.
Or the trailer to Bloodborne 2, or Bloodborne, whichever it was.
Okay, well, unfortunately, Hidetaka never replied, but I did see a tweet that said Mr. Blobby is making a comeback, so I think we had something to do with that, so you're welcome.
You're welcome, Internet. You're welcome for that one.
I want to say Chuckle on the Orient Express won 3 Oscars, but it didn't.
Okay.
But it did okay. It did better than our previous 2 films. I think we really got the knuckle down. I think casting the Chuckle Brothers really got us some props in the market of wherever the fuck the Chuckle Brothers are from.
From Rotherham. They're from Rotherham.
Okay, I don't know where that is.
It's in somewhere.
Is it Yorkshire?
It's somewhere. It's definitely in the UK somewhere. Apologies to none of our listeners from Rotherham.
Fuck Rotherham.
You know what? Fuck Rotherham. Fuck them. No one here is from Rotherham. You are right. It's from South Yorkshire.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, that might be a problem because I know some Yorkshire people, so that we may have just pissed someone off.
I know a Yorkshire person who's not going to be very impressed that I've been saying fuck Yorkshire, but fuck
I'm
unashamed. Yorkshire.
Fuck Rotherham. Fuck I'll them. Fight all hard. Of you. Actually, they could probably kick our ass. They've got some pretty good football hooligans.
That's true. South's got Millwall, though.
That's true. It's very true. We got Millwall. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all with Millwall.
Football. Football!
Sports! Go sports!
All those memes and references that we're so good with the football.
I know, right?
We should remake Green Street, but with, like, esports. That's our next one.
What's Green Street?
It's a fucking football hooligan film, I think. I don't know.
I've never heard of it in my entire life.
I'm going to look it up. I don't know if I'm lying.
You probably are, because I've never heard of Green Street. This is a thing. I put in Green Streer instead of Street.
Oh, yeah. That's got Elijah Wood in it.
And as aforementioned, he's in everything. Okay. So we make what?
We make Green Street.
With, Overwatch. Or, no, League of Legends players, because they're the saltiest.
Yeah.
And then, it's exactly the same. Elijah Wood plays, a guy named Philip, who is bad at League of Legends. and he gets good at League of Legends and then punches a man who's better than League of Legends than he is. So every professional match of League of Legends goes, fight me. I've seen their Twitch streams.
I have never played or watched the League. My friend plays it and I watch it every now and then, but every time I watch it, I'm like, this looks boring.
It is boring. I've played it like twice. I'm like, this is the worst fucking thing you can do with a computer. And I've paid bills with a computer, so I know what I'm talking
about. And to top off, on top of our threat of Yorkshire, fucking fight us, League of Legends community as well. We'll take you all
yeah,
on.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck
We've
you,
got
League
Millwall!
We got Millwall! Millwall FC! Go Sports! I don't even know who plays for Millwall. I've never been to Millwall.
I don't think Millwall's a place. Is there a place?
It is definitely a place, but I've never been there. It definitely exists. I know that much. Are you ready to do some ruins, friend? Hello?
I said yes, let's do it.
Okay, I do apologise. We are still having some technical difficulties. Some technical difficulties.
Now we're having speech difficulties.
I definitely hit record, right? Okay, good. I'm just checking. It's the kind of thing I would do. It's been a hell of a 3 weeks.
Yeah. So many things happened. I died.
Here's the thing. Not that many people sent us suggestions this week.
I had an idea for a suggestion, or like an overall theme of the episode, though.
Okay, let's hear it.
You went to Japan recently.
I did go to Japan recently.
Let's ruin some anime.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, I like that. Themed episode. Let's ruin some anime. So this will be really good for the five people that listen that know what anime is.
Anime is a drug, ladies and gentlemen.
It is a drug.
It's something that you take intravenously.
Oh, really? I've been taking it as a suppository.
Oh.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the funniest joke in the episode.
Oh, God. Anime is trash and so are we.
Okay, so we went to... I went to Japan. It was great. Another thing is, if I do this, and we do this, we say we ruin some anime, I can probably write that trip off as a business expense.
Yeah, as an expense.
For tax reasons.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably my bet. I think we need to do that now. So let's have a think about some animes. So what Chinese cartoons do you remember as a child that we could destroy?
I don't know. We got to pick up some fan favorites. Like, my favorite at the moment is definitely My Hero Academia. It's pretty sweet.
What do people like about Hero Aka?
The underdog story mostly.
Yeah, well, it's a shonen anime, so of course it's a fucking underdog story. For anyone who doesn't know what a shonen anime is, we explained it in the pilot. Go fucking listen to that. See, this is it's an educational service, is this podcast also. I think Hero Aka, the best way you can ruin that is if you take everything likable about Deku and just make him Naruto. I'm going to assume you heard me and that you laughed at my hilarious joke.
No, I did not. I didn't hear any of that.
I've missed half. This is not going well.
No, it's not. I've been like trying to piece together what you're saying from like large gaps in your sentences. I don't know if it's been working or not.
We've used four goddamn different voice recording programs. We are currently using Facebook Messenger in order to best record this conversation, which is mad shit. I never thought this would happen, but here we are. In fact, if you want to just give me like a take of you laughing, I can just edit. I can just use the same clip. Perfect. All right. Good. So that's okay. So
Do you want me to just say like ha 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 ha, and then you just cut it into where there's gaps where you think there should be funnies?
Yeah. Just like I'll just put ha. That was a good joke. In like just gaps where I couldn't figure out.
You use the fake voice and then say ha. That was really funny, Owen. And then you just replace all of my audio ever with that voice.
Oh, I do that thing like ha ha. What a good joke.
And just yeah.
That's what I sound like after I've been kicked in the balls.
That is what you sound like after you've been kicked. It's what I sound like when I am
always.
There's no joke. There's no joke here. I lost a joke. It's gone.
I actually hit myself in the balls with my belt yesterday.
How the fuck do you? I mean, well, I can. I was about to ask how the fuck do you.
I was pulling my trousers up, and the belt just went straight into my nut, and it hurt. It was painful.
It will. Yeah, you smacked a large metal thing on the end of a leather rope into your dick. Like, that will hurt. I hate to be that guy.
There's a shot point back with the nerf gun the balls as well. That wasn't fun.
So anime then. If we want to go back to childhood, I remember a few shows from my childhood, anime-wise, and I think there is exactly three. The first one I remember was Cardcaptors, or as people will know it, Cardcaptor Sakura. That's how most people know that show. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Card Captors. I think I've heard of it.
Okay, so Card Captors. I might cut out while we talk about this. I'm gonna just do it. Probably. Card Captors was a show that was released in the 90s, and it featured a 10-year-old girl with a magic stick who accidentally let out a bunch of ghosts out of some playing cards, and she had to go find them and put them back in a book. There was also a little yellow lion boy, and the cards were evil sometimes. So that was fun. Yeah. I don't... Card Captors is one of those weird things, though. I'm not really sure it was ever any good.
I don't know. They're remaking it.
Are they fucking really?
Card Captors Sakura, yeah. It's coming back out. I was on Crunchyroll the other day, and they were making it.
Fuck yeah, dog. I've got to check this out.
What else was... I know like a lot of people had it when they're childhood, they watched a lot of Dragon Ball Z, because it used to be on Toonami or whatever the fuck.
I never watched DBZ. I've never watched Dragon Ball. And I know that makes me a terrible human being, but I've never watched it.
Me neither.
You've never watched DBZ? You talk about this shit more than anyone I know!
I just... A lot of people talk to DBZ at me, and I've watched a lot of random clips, or I've read about it, so I just know snippets.
Yeah, that tracks. I know exactly one thing about DBZ, and that's the words, it's over 9,000!
No. No.
That's all I know about it. That's all I know about DBZ. Like, it's that, and that the Goku could punch someone real good, and their head would explode.
I know the Kamehameha.
Oh, and that sad nerds on the internet think that Goku could beat Superman.
Yeah.
When in reality...
I was really angry about that.
When in reality, it doesn't fucking matter. So,
but in reality, we would fight them both with Millwall and win.
They'd be buds, though, is the thing. I think Goku and Superman would be buddies. They'd be friends. I don't know why they want to fight one another.
Not new Superman in the movies, because he's an edgelord.
Oh, no, not dickhead Superman. No. A dickhead Superman is a problem for everyone. I could talk about, again, we could make a separate podcast for each time I think of a show that's bad and why it's bad.
What if we just... That's how we ruin Dragon Ball Z. We make all the characters new Superman.
Okay, so they think they're doing good things when in reality they're destroying
things. Yeah, it's just Superman fucking Martha Z.
Right, okay, no, I have an issue with that. I think that scene was fine.
Oh!
That's the hot take I have. That scene was
That's
fine.
That's a hot take, boy.
The tea
is hot.
Okay, the take is hot, and I'll explain, because... It wasn't, oh, our mothers have the same name. I mean, that is literally what it was. But what it actually was this godlike entity realizing that there are people on this planet with lives that matter, and this man who wanted to kill this godlike entity realizing he is more than just a destructive force, that he's actually a human being.
Hmm.
So, if you look at it critically, it's fine. On the surface, it's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. But...
Yeah, that's how, like, every, like, critically acclaimed film was originally. They're like, oh, man, Blade Runner is critically the best film ever. And then you watch it and you're like, what is happening?
Yeah, I never actually saw Blade Runner.
I watched a version. I don't know which version it was, because there's, like, 300 of them. And, yeah.
I could have watched 2049 on the plane on the way back, but I didn't do it.
How long was the flight back?
Oh, it was, like, 12 hours.
Jesus fuck, man.
In that time, I watched The Last Jedi.
Oh, what did you think of The Last Jedi? What's your hot take on that?
I really liked it.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it was really, really good. I know a lot of piss babies get angry about it, so I'm not going to go into it too much. But I thought The Last Jedi was really good. I watched School of Rock for like the 800th time, because it's one of my favourite movies. And it was on there. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, dog. I watched most of Coco, and I watched... I don't know, I think... Oh, I watched The Disaster Artist as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a film I've wanted to see for a long time.
I still haven't seen The Room.
I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but I'm going to say it again. I have a £100 bounty on a copy of The Room. If you can get me a copy of The Room that will run on a PAL DVD player, I will give you 100 English pounds. This is not a joke. I will send you money to find me that DVD.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Dude, if once this like hits like Reddit or some shit, like there's going to be like, you're going to owe a lot of people £100.
No, the first person. The contract is exclusive.
Oh, okay.
It's not. I don't want. I do not want hundreds of copies of The Room flooding my house. I already have enough shitty movies that I don't need 100 copies of The Room. We got kind of distracted from the Card Captor Sakura point that we wanted to initially make.
Live action remake.
Yes, do it. Okay, nice.
That's the only time we can use live action remake to ruin an anime, because you could do that for anything.
You saying we get one live action remake bullet?
Yeah, because there's too many. Because I mean, Fullmetal Alchemist has already done that, and it was bad.
Yeah, I generally speaking, if you want to really ruin an anime, make it live action. So that assume from this point onwards, every show we're talking about will be remade in live action, because that's the best way to do it. This is a hard show, man. This show is harder than I thought it was going to be when we started. I mean, you could definitely ruin. Say again. I cut you off.
I don't know. I think you just talked at me twice at the same time. I'm not sure what's happening.
I can speak in a fugue state now. It's great.
No, I mean, like, you had one sentence I think you'd already said, and then it overlapped with the sentence you were saying.
Oh, fuck yeah, dog.
And I was like, Owen is in the room with me.
Yes.
In ghost form.
Yes, I'm a ghost now.
He's inside me.
Oh, wait, no.
I'm a ghost now.
Shit. How are you using a computer? You've got bare hands.
Oh, you see, I also have human toes, so I can still use my toes.
Oh, fuck.
Ghosts are unstoppable.
Ghosts are, like, just... Man. They're so impressive, I don't even have a joke.
Is there any ghost anime we can ruin?
Oh my god, so many.
Okay, well, give me some.
Well, Bleach is about ghosts.
Bleach is not about ghosts. We've ruined.
Here it is.
Bleach is about an edgy man with a sword.
It's not that. Oh,
who
okay,
says no. Omewa Moshinderu and stabs people and is edgy, right? That's
no. Seriously, my new favorite thing at the moment to annoy someone is just scream Omewa Moshinderu, and they get one of my other friends to scream Nani.
Nani, this guy. This is horribly racist. I don't know that much Japanese. I know a little bit. It was probably I probably should have learned more. Oh, fucking hell. These technical difficulties are ruining the pacing of the show.
I know.
It's a real problem.
We're having four conversations at once.
But I can't... We gotta keep going with it. We can't we gotta salvage this audio, because there's good shit in here.
What if we just, from now on, we just record with three types of software? No, we speak using three types of voice chat software, so that at least one of them will catch the gaps.
We always have... Yeah. We always have backups.
We'll make that an anime and rename it Naruto, and it'll be better than the original. Fight me, Naruto fans.
We're challenging. This is a new episode, a bold new direction for Think of the Children. We will fight everyone. Fuck all of you.
Believe it.
Anything else? I mean, you kind of boxed us into this anime cave, so I kind of guess we're stuck here. Is there any... Do you have any anime?
What's another? Death Note's pretty popular.
Death Note is.
It's a lot of people's like first anime or like
it's
their first like really
show,
big.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you have to like the most recent gateway anime I remember my gateway anime was like because I watched Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood first.
Yeah.
And then my next anime, my friend was like, "Oh yeah, watch Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann." So I went in at the deep end.
Oh, fair enough.
And then my friend was like, "Oh yeah, do you know what else is really good?" Now, bear in mind, I was 14 at the time.
Oh, no.
So, forgive me. So, my friend was like, oh, yeah, I know another really good anime. He's like, well, I was like, oh, what is it? I'll watch it. He's like, oh, Sword Art Online. I was like, oh, that sounds cool. And I watched it. And I was like,
oh, God.
Pretty good.
No.
And then, like, I didn't realize for ages, like, how bad it was. And then, like, I was, because I never rewatched it. I was always kind of like, oh, this isn't, like, it wasn't that bad. I quite enjoyed it. And then, like, one day I sat down and watched a clip of it. I was like, oh, this is the worst show.
It's really bad, man. It's so bad. It's so fucking bad.
I made like five people. Over summer, I like went over to my friend's place and I like we got really drunk and I put Sword Art Online for them, but then I got really ill, so I had to go home to bed. And then I just left them to watch it and they watched the whole thing.
Oh, Christ.
And then for weeks afterwards, all they would do is scream Pina at me.
The worst part is, I've made like two AMVs for Sword Art Online.
Really?
Yeah. I used to really like it, and then I kind of developed critical thinking skills and was like, oh god, this is garbage. My gateway was Gurren.
Yeah. I know you love that one.
I fucking love Gurren Lagann. So we can try and ruin it. Let's go for that. Let's try and take out Gurren. One of the only shows the internet basically agrees is perfect. So, how can we destroy Gurren Lagann? Do you want me to explain Gurren first for anyone who doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about, or do you want to do it, or should we just go for it?
don't know. Okay, imagine, I'll do a quick thing. There's a studio in Japan called Gainax, which is like famous for making loads of really good shows. And basically one day someone in the studio of Gainax was like, oh, dude, I love mechs. And then his mate was like, oh, yeah, but I also love LSD. And then they put them together.
That's not far off, actually.
And then Gainax was like, cool, and then made $1 billion.
Jesus.
Which they then converted into yen, obviously.
it just printed money, essentially.
Yeah.
So the end result was a show called Gurren Lagann, which is a show about a young boy who lives underground and finds a magic robot. And the robot can combine with other robots to make big robots, and he has to save the world. In increasingly big robot battles. It starts off very small, and by the end of the series, there's two giant robots throwing galaxies at one another, and it's fucking amazing.
Oh shit, my parents watching that.
I've seen some good action scenes in anime, but that was like one of the first ones. I was like, whoa, this is really good. So I'm glad I watched it. Gurren could probably be ruined by, I think what a lot of people really like about Gurren was the sense of scale, and like, and like the building scale. If we just keep it to the one kind of flat earth and plane, all that shit in space, set that on earth, like the anti-spiral, get rid of that, just make it another version of Lord Genome, or like another evil man or something.
Yeah, but you know, the only real way, like that, the surefire way to ruin it for most people who love Gurren Lagann, don't you just get rid of Kamina.
Well, I mean, they did that, and it was the best thing, it was the best thing for the show.
No, but, like, they do, but, like, imagine if, like, there was just no emotional payoff for it. So, like they get rid of Kamina, and then everyone just kind of is, like, so sad that nothing happens and they all die.
Fucking
That's the end of the show.
So what, if Simo never gets out of his funk, is what you're essentially saying?
Yeah, he just, like, he basically just is, like, super depressed, and then he's like, oh, you know what, maybe I can do it, and then he's immediately shot.
So take out Nia, because Nia's what pulled him out of it. So take Nia out of the show.
I like Nia, actually.
I love Nia, she's great. But end it 14 episodes early by taking Nia out of the show and everyone just dies.
He just goes back underground and then just, like, sleeps. That's it.
Oh, no, he just goes back underground and he has a really sad, depressing existence. And, like, his friends keep trying to get him to come out of the hole, but he doesn't. And in the end, he just kills himself.
And then, so like, it cuts to the anti-spirals and one's just sat on, like, a lounge chair with, like, a cocktail. He's like, man, I feel like we dodged a bullet somewhere. I don't know when, but, like...
Oh, what? That's a million man-apes walking this fucking...
Great.
Okay, yeah, do it. Take them down. What? They got no military commander. This would be fucking easy. Kamina was kind of an integral part of the show. I love this idea. There's this concept in Gurren called spiral power, which is essentially human willpower made manifest. It powers the big robots. So I love this idea that Kamina couldn't generate any of his own spiral power. But he made this. I think this is confirmed by word of God. Kamina couldn't generate spiral power, but he could make the spiral power of other people more powerful. He was essentially a bard, and I love it.
I mean, oh my god! Next time I play D&D, I'm playing a bard who's
going
to be Kamina.
Yeah, who just shouts,
which is really funny because my friend Ellis, who I often play D&D with, hates Kamina.
Oh, do it, please do it.
Actually, I'm going to play D&D today. While really drunk.
While I'm doing the edit. You're
so,
D&D,
we'll see how that goes. And inevitably, I will turn my tiefling wizard into Kamina.
He takes the sun in the palm of his hands and endures the searing heat and fires it at your face.
I'm just going to be sat there like, the reputation of Team Gurren Lagann is firewide. And fall off my chair.
And die after 8 sessions.
Roll, yeah, you use your bardic inspiration to roll. I will use my Kamina inspiration, natural one. Shit.
Well, guess what? A robot crushes you and now you're dead.
Guess what? It's episode 13, bitch. Or whatever. He died. I don't remember.
Moving on. Should we move on?
Yes.
I know I said there were 3 anime that I remember, and it was Cardcaptors, it was Yu-Gi-Oh, and the last one was Sailor Moon. Do you have any affinity for Sailor Moon at all?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
Sailor Moon was a show in which an idiot girl got superpowers and uses them to stop evil, and it was very successful. I enjoyed it. I had a VHS tape with 3 episodes, and I cannot tell you the number of times I've watched the first 3 episodes of Sailor Moon just because I remember it so vividly in my mind. And I honestly couldn't tell you what people like about Sailor Moon, because it's not a good show.
God.
It's not. I love it, and I love, like, the aesthetic and, like, the fun, campy gayness of all of it. But other than that, it's not that good a show. It's very formulaic, and it retreads a lot of ground, but it is enjoyable. It's enjoyable ground to tread. So I think the best way we can do that is to make it a series, get rid of that, make it a one-off movie, set it in America, make it so that Sailor Moon is edgy now. I know a lot of this is always going to be, let's just make it edgy. And this will be...
Do you want to make Sailor Moon Riverdale?
I mean, now that you've said it, kind of. Like, now that you've said that and it's in the audio space, I think there's a lot of interesting, like, characters in that show that could bounce off each other well in a kind of a teen drama. But they have magical girl powers. Better yet, make it just like a big Bishojin anime. So make them all boys and make them all very cute young boys.
Oh, now I'm just uncomfortable.
People would hate that. People would hate that show. So I say,
let's not do that. I mean, let's do it because it's bad, but let's also not do it at the same time.
Why is that bad? What's wrong with that? I'm not saying put the boys in skirts, Jay. If that's what you're
I mean, there's nothing wrong with putting boys in skirts. I've worn a dress before.
I know, yeah, we've talked extensively about your cross-dressing habits. I've once worn a dress. It was...
Breezy.
It was scarring, because it was like a mini skirt, and it was like a Santa-themed dress. It was very sexy. And as you know, I'm not a particularly sexy man. I don't exactly have a cut-toned Herculean physique. I'm quite fat. So it was not a good look on me. It didn't hug my curves in the way I wanted.
I just feel bad. This isn't funny.
This is just sad now.
Welcome to the Owen hates himself corner of the show.
That's every episode. Hell yeah.
And Jay just sits here like...
Moving swiftly on before, but things get a little bit too real and I start to cry.
Yeah, when Owen goes silent enough of the mic dropping, it's because he's turned his mic off and he's crying softly.
Oh hell yeah, man. I do that all the time. I cry myself to sleep most nights. It's fucking great. You can't see it, but I'm doing the finger guns.
Okay. You do the finger guns more than any human being should ever do the finger guns.
I do. It's a problem. I dab a lot more than I should as well.
One of my fondest memories of Owen is him trying to dab and do the bottle challenge at the same time and failing it 3 times.
I succeeded at least once. Fuck you.
Yeah, at least once, and nobody saw it.
And to be fair, once I did it consistent. So that's a tale of redemption in that one. That's if at first you didn't succeed, try and dab again. You know.
Yeah. I went out on Monday and we decided, me and my buddy, to do the ultimate dab, where basically we dabbed in a way that are like, you know, the arm you don't dab into?
Yeah.
They were crossed. So it was like a really cool, like, as if we were like Team Rocket, like doing it together. Except that we both had a couple drinks, so it wasn't good.
Oh, right, okay. Can't imagine.
We're just kind of there, like, meanwhile, everybody else was watching us, like, these are the worst people.
Who got injured in that, out of interest?
My chances to go to heaven got injured. And now I am doomed for eternity.
I think you'll find I was the one that did the best dab, because I was looking out. I was in Tokyo. It was the night of our last trip. The last day of our visit, we were at a Best Western having a very fancy dinner provided by a tour company, and they gave us 20 minutes to kind of just look around, and there was a really nice view of Rainbow Bridge, and it was the dead of night, and it was beautiful. And so I fucking did the biggest dab of my life and decided that that would be my new Facebook cover photo, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I'm the worst human being alive. Thank you for listening to the show.
This is the end. I'm done. And then you just fade out of existence.
So should we jump back into animes that we can try and have a look at? I've got a list.
Yes.
I just literally Googled 90s anime. There's two that are standing out here to me as the big ones. I've got Bebop and I've got Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh man, I've never seen that, but I've watched clips from it and I don't want to watch it because it looks depressing.
What's this, Evangelion or Bebop?
I love Bebop, Evangelion. Bebop is my jam.
Did you not hear me when I said Bebop?
No, I'm looking at my copy of Cowboy Bebop, the movie, right now. I love that film.
I've never seen Cowboy Bebop, so how can we best ruin Cowboy Bebop?
I think the most important, one of my favourite, at least personally, I don't know, I think a lot of people get different things out of people, I think a lot of people like the philosophy of it, the art style. The music is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that theme tune is fucking great.
Yeah. I think you definitely have to change the music and maybe make it more like... I think if you put dubstep over it, it would ruin it quite
a
bit.
Yeah, make it like really techno and kind of electronic. I think that's really good. Like, get rid of the smooth jazz.
I think you'd have to change the cast because the cast works so well together. I think, but mainly, yeah, you just have... If you just took the philosophy of it, because the philosophy is really well done and well handled, like, it's kind of subtle, but also, like, you know, you clearly know what's going on. So I would say just have really preachy exposition.
Just have a character look directly into camera and say, like, I killed my wife for this reason.
Yeah. And just have, like, 3 hours of him talking about his, like, opinions on socioeconomic policies and religion and shit. And we're just there, like, all right, Spike, I just wanted to know if you wanted tea.
I love that. I love that. I adore that. I didn't ask for your life story, Spike. I just wanted to know, would you like milk and sugar? God damn it.
I should have asked the second question.
Oh, Christ.
Spike, would you like... what, I can't remember, is it 1 sugar to 2? Well, in my opinion... Oh, fuck!
In my opinion, sugar is really just, you know, indicative of how far mankind has fallen from his grace.
Spike, what is sugar?
Is life not already sweet enough? I don't know where I'm going with this bit.
You can't see me, but I was flailing on my chair, and I don't know why I was flailing, because we do an audio show, not a visual one.
No one can see it.
So I want that on the record. If anybody ever does fan art or fan animations of us, I want that canon.
You flailing around in your chair, yeah, basically all the time.
But obviously it will be my chaise lounge.
In a chaise lounge.
And I'll be in my dressing gown.
Oh, Christ. I've got a few here. I swear I'm the only person that knows this show exists. There was a show called Flint the Time Detective.
The fuck?
I am the only person that I swear to God, I am the only person that knows about this show's existence. So, this show features a young boy called Flint. He is a caveman. Before anyone at me, don't at me. I'm talking about the dub. I've only ever seen the dub. Shut up. Don't at me. I prefer dubs to subs. Suck my dick. So
yeah, sub fans, fight us, as well as Northerners and Naruto fans and League community. We've got Millwall! Big up Millwall,
to God,
massive,
we don't
bro.
Piss off anyone from Millwall, otherwise we've got no one. We got no backup in this fight, Jay.
Yeah, we have.
So, like I was saying, there's this young boy called Flint. He's a caveman, or a cave boy, as Wikipedia calls it.
Why has his hammer got eyes?
His dad is a hammer. I wish I was joking about this. His dad is a hammer called Rocky.
I was just asking, why does his hammer have eyes, and it's his dad?
Yeah. Yeah. No shit. No, the best part is, okay, so in the English dub, he was given the name Rocky Hammerhead. But in the fucking original Japanese, he was just called Mr. Dad. He was called Dad-tan, which basically just means Mr. Dad, which I love.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Flint and Mr. Dad. So, okay, I need to make this really clear. Flint's dad was originally a caveman, but when he they defossilized him, and he ended up becoming just a hammer. So he was originally a man. He wasn't always just a hammer boy.
Okay, hammer boy.
So Flint and Mr. Dad were fossilized, and then they were reanimated by some doctor to become a member of the Time Police. And the idea was they have to go back in time. No, they have to go to various time periods to rescue these... these beings, these creatures, kind of like Digimon, called Time Shifters, which had unique powers. They had unique powers. So there was one called Get Along, which could make people love each other. There was another one called, I cannot remember. I could not tell you the name of the fucking Time Shifters to save my life. Oh, hang on. Here's some. So there was one called, I don't know.
I could never do this ever in my life. Oh, hang on.
It's right here. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. There was another one called, I don't know, Jitterbug, that looks like a vase and can eat plates and shoot them. This show was weird.
Reasonable.
But it was really good. Like there was another
absolutely.
One that could, there was another one that could turn anything into gold. There was another one that could enter storybooks. there was one that could tell whenever anyone was lying. It was really great. But here's the twist, you see. So they had to try and save these time shifters from an evil woman called, I want to say Serafina, but I'm probably, no, Petrofina Dagmar. How the fuck do I remember that name off the top of my head? And she would make them, she was Rita Repulsa from Power Rangers. She made them big and scary.
Oh yes, my favorite show, Power Rangers.
And so Flint, so then Flint took Mr. Dad and hit them with his hammer, and hit them with him. And I'm never going to refer to Flint as anything other than to Rocky as anything other than Mr. Dad from now on, because that's fucking amazing.
If only like we didn't now live in the age of the internet where Mr. Dad could possibly mean something very different.
Mr. Daddy.
This is my partner, Mr. Dad. Okay, all right. Nice meeting up with you again, Terrence. I'm out.
Fucking hell.
I don't know why Terrence, but...
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, hang on. Okay, oh. I'm just looking at the fucking Wikipedia page for fucking Flint. I'm gonna talk to you about a character called... in the Japanese, he was called Kyoricho Narugami. But in the English dub, he was named Murlock Holmes. Murlock Holmes is a member of the Time Police who is descended from vampires.
Okay.
Fuck hell. He has above human strength and a high vitality, plus can put someone into a trance. He can also transform due to his vampire heritage. So yes, in this world, Sherlock Holmes is a vampire. Oh, okay. I don't even know if there's any... I don't even know if we got any fucking... like, jokes here. I think Mr. Dad is the funniest thing.
I don't know. Like, I feel like there's just... especially because of how anime works now, I feel like rather than us having, like, one big project, at the end we now have, like, just... this is us doing an entire anime season of new releases on our own.
Like, okay, so you and I, for this, we will now pitch the summer season of anime.
Yeah, we're the summer season.
The summer season 2018, here are the new shows. So, give it to me, Jay. Give it to me. Give me it.
Okay, fuck. Shit.
Yeah, it's hard, right? Yeah, it's hard. okay, new season of Flint the Time Detective, but it's only his dad, and it's just Mr. Dad, and he gives good advice.
It's only Mr. Dad, and he's gone speed dating. No, it's only Mr. Dad, he's gone speed dating, and everyone's misunderstood his name.
But he's still a hammer. Oh god, I forgot about this. The hammer can grow larger as well.
Oh, I guarantee you the hammer can grow.
Yeah, so there's that.
I love a growing hammer.
Okay,
man.
So we'll call that show Mr. Dad Gets Hard. Gets Hard. Mr. Dad Hard as a Rock. There it is. Done. Mr. Dad Hard as a Rock. Moving on. So, have you got any other... okay, so what are the other shows you talked about? How can we remaster them for the summer 2018 season?
I'm trying to think of popular anime now, and I've got nothing.
I think going for a whole season isn't the right way to go. I think there's too much in there.
Well, I meant like our escapades so far have been us creating an entire season.
I'm not saying a whole... but I'm talking about a season of like a TV show, not a season of... the summer 2018 season.
Like, all right. Well, then we need to pick an anime that we're both familiar with.
Okay, so what animes are that? Because we both have very different anime experiences.
Okay, well, we've definitely both seen... well, we know we've both seen Gurren Lagann, Fullmetal Alchemist. We've both seen Psycho Pass. Those are the only three I know that you've watched. So just, think of some anime you think would be easy to ruin, say them, and then I'll go see them or not see them.
Let me just pull up a list of anime. I'm just Googling the word anime now. It's probably one of
just anime.
Code Geass.
Oh, that's good. We can ruin that.
We can get fucking funny with Code Geass. The idea of Code Geass is there is a handsome boy who has the power to make people do anything he wants. And there's war and politics and giant robots.
Yep, it's awesome. And the voice cast is great, especially in English, because it's got that boy Johnny Young Bosch.
Like, the English dub is surprisingly good.
I love him.
It's Johnny Young Bosch and Yuri Lowenthal, right?
Michelle Ruff's in it as well, and I love her too.
Oh, Michelle Ruff is fantastic, yeah.
She's Euphemia.
Michelle Ruff. So I say Code Geass, we can ruin that. What a lot of people liked about that was kind of like the war between brothers, things like that. I think the best way we can fuck with that is take out the giant robots.
Okay.
Make it live action, obviously.
Yeah.
And just have it as like a slice of life anime.
Okay. So you want to make an entire show about the worst parts of Code Geass?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, alright. I like it.
I'd watch that. The thing is, I would actually watch that show, because I love Slice of Life.
I mean, they made
anime,
a fucking anime out of, like, the Attack on Titans characters being a fucking high school. Yeah, it was a manga and a show. Like, somebody funded that, and people watched it, and people apparently liked it.
So Code Geass, just have Lelouch, like, as, like, an awkward weeaboo nerd, but he has the power to make people do whatever he wants.
Yeah, and change him from his sociopathic genius self to a really dumb crybaby.
The original show, he's kind of like an evil genius, and it's fucking amazing. Just make him completely insufferable for all the bad ways. So just like, oh, I don't want to go outside because my toast will get cold.
You joke about that, but cold toast is nothing to fuck with.
Cold toast is nothing to fuck with.
You don't even know. Like, man, I've still got the scars.
The scars? What the fuck?
Yeah. Cold toast. Don't want to fuck with it. That's how I'm a ghost.
You died because you ate cold toast.
No, I didn't eat cold toast. Cold toast tried to eat me. It was displeased. I displeased the god of toast because I made my coast told. I can't say words. The letters are changing places.
It's like dyslexia in real time. Okay, I think we need to try and find a nugget because we've been talking for about 40 minutes and we're still not really that much closer to finding it.
No, I think we're on the right track.
I think Code Geass in a high school, like in like a normal everyday setting, could work. But you have like, you make Lelouch like a pervert.
Oh, why?
Because it would be funny.
Would it?
No, but that's the point, isn't it?
Would it?
We're not here to make good shows. We're here to make terrible. So far, the things we've all, the problem with the things we've made before, everything we've done is extremely good. So I.
Okay, fine. He's just a weird, like. He's like a weird creep then, fine.
Yeah, he's a weird creeper who, his one goal in life is to get a high score on like Dance Idol or something and to see a woman naked.
Okay, cool.
So C2...
So let me get that straight. You want him to make it so that he just wants to see a woman naked. So he is the average 15-year-old boy.
Yeah, basically. He's an average 15-year-old. Okay. Have C2 then fall into his house naked.
Oh, God.
From space.
I mean, it's not totally out of character.
And his friend... What was the other guy called?
Suzaku.
Yeah, because he was half 11, wasn't he, or something like that. He was 11 that joined up with Britannia. Have Suzaku be, like, a jock man, a regular normal boy. Basically, leave Suzaku unchanged.
Yeah, okay, so Suzaku's still cool and interesting.
And Lelouch is burning with like jealousy and hatred.
Yes.
For his friend who gets all the girls, seemingly, but he doesn't even want them. But he seemingly gets them, whereas Lelouch doesn't get any.
He's just angry.
Yeah, he's just very angry, and we'll and just have this show of Lelouch complaining about how he can't get women, trying to use his Geass powers on them, but it doesn't work like that or something. He has to actually win their hearts, or I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this premise. Basically, I want to make incels the anime, because I think that would be funny. Because fuck incels.
Okay, I've never heard of incels.
You've never heard of incels?
No.
Okay, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And I want you to picture in your head for me a man.
Okay.
Who's very angry at the world. He's wearing a fedora.
He's very handsome.
He's got a neck beard.
This bit's too hard to keep going now.
He's very pasty, and he hates women. And that's kind of what an incel is. He's angry at women because they won't have sex with him, and at men because they're having sex with all the women, and he's not.
Okay, alright. I know, I've met people like this. Okay, now I know.
Oh, Jesus, okay, I'm sorry. Have Lelouch be an incel, effectively. I can't believe we're perverting Code Geass into this for some reason, but I don't know where I'm going with this. Have Lelouch be that, and maybe the Geass is different.
Let's not give him the Geass that fucking Lelouch has. That sounds like a bad time.
No, what I'm saying is maybe give him some kind of supernatural power, but it's not good for him. It's bad for him. Maybe whenever he sees a woman, he...
dies.
dies instantly.
Yeah, no, whatever. Like, how you've described this guy, I don't think anyone would miss him.
No, no one would. So, but he's a character. So whenever he like sees a woman that he's attracted to, which is all of them because he's a wasted human life. we're really dunking on incels in this episode, and I don't care.
Fight us, incels!
Fight us, incels! I think I can win that fight, weirdly. But the Gias, maybe it does. Whenever he sees a woman that he really likes, supernaturally, his dick falls off. I don't know. Or something like that. His dick falls off.
I don't know. I think we're back to something who's gone because no one's going to watch a show about this guy. Because they're just going to be feel really uncomfortable the whole time.
And there it is. That's it. We've done it.
Okay. So let me get this straight. We've got a guy who hates women, but wants to have sex with women, even though he hates them. But he's angry at them because they won't have sex with him. He's angry at everybody else because they get to have sex.
Yeah.
And then every time he sees it, a random woman falls into his house completely naked. And
yeah,
she gifts
falls
him,
into his house.
She makes a contract
naked.
With him. Gives yeah. him the ability to make his own dick fall off whenever he's aroused by
no, no,
women.
No. See, no, he's perving on her and she curses him. It's like a Beauty and the Beast situation.
Okay, all right.
Because she's from space. And so he has to find her and make sure, like... And oh, no, and every time, like, he gets away from the woman, his dick grows back, but it's the most painful fucking thing you can imagine. To really punish the incels, because fuck incels.
This entire episode is just a lead-up to you being like, man, fuck incels.
But basically, fuck them! I hate them so fucking much, man. I think that could be a show, though.
Yeah,
like, a really bad person gets cursed.
Well, okay, I've got a new idea. Like, we have an episode of what you just planned, but then the second episode is just me and you kicking the shit out of this guy.
Just for fucking...
Like,
just for
you, like everything is normal up until about 5 minutes in when he opens the front door and you're just there and you just hit him. And it's one of those punches where it's like really sharp. And he just kind of he's like left open. He's like, oh my god. And then I go low into the gut. And then we just wail on him.
So I hit him. He goes, nanny. And then you punch him again.
Yeah. And then we just keep going. And then C2 comes out. And we're like, C2, let's go get some drinks and hang out and chat shit about people. And then we go out and have a great time. And then...
Maybe... And then the show ends after two episodes.
Yeah, then the show ends. It's just everybody having a good time.
Except New Lelouch.
Except New Lelouch.
How about we call him Ledouche? Oh!
Ledouche. Yeah, Ledouche.
Oh, that's the best joke in the episode.
That's it. It's over. We finished the podcast with that joke.
I don't know, man. I kind of want to just nail down, maybe, like, in order to break this curse of his dick falling off, maybe he has to fall in love with someone.
Maybe to break this curse, he has to just be a better human.
Oh, okay, so this is just a show about him learning to be not a piece of human shit.
He what?
About how having women as friends is cool and, like, they don't owe you anything. And
Yeah,
okay. I like that.
So basically, he goes from being that to just a normal dude.
Okay, and then over the course of, like, a season
or
something...
Where you just hang out with people and be not a weirdo.
And then maybe people will actually like him.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're done.
Except
here.
Me and you, we'll know the truth and we'll be the shit.
Because we made you, Lelouch, fuck you. I love this. Okay, no, so the season is like it's like a redemptive arc. The last episode, he redeems, he becomes like a decent human being, and then like the after credit scene is us on the doorstep. No, we know what you did, you cunt, and we beat him.
Yeah, he's like late at night and he's just lying on a sofa and he's like, man, I've come so far as a person. And you hear like a... He's like, I wonder who that is this late in the evening. And then he opens the door, but I've actually been inside the house the whole time. I just hit him across the back of the head with a bat. He's like, man, how do I sum up how I feel? And I'm just like, we just appear from either side of his head in the darkness. And then we just start fucking hitting him in the chest. And then he's like, guys, that's not cool. And then we're like, oh, okay, you know what? That's a good point. And we leave. And then we send in Millwall!
Millwall! And then it's just like... And then it's just snuff film.
Oh, God, no.
I think we're done here. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Think of the Children. We once again apologise for the sort of delay we've had. But I think we've enjoyed ourselves today. I think we've all had a good time. Thank you for putting up with that anime bullshit for the episode. Next week, we'll probably go back on less... we'll probably lean more into... more Western television.
Yeah.
But we needed to do this episode for tax reasons. You can, we have a Twitter. We have Twitter if you want to go onto Twitter, at TOTCcast. You can leave us a tweet. Send us your suggestions of some stuff of what to ruin. We do need them, because as you can tell, we're fucking grasping at straws. You can also send us an email, totccast@gmail.com. If you'd like, you can leave us a review over on iTunes. We'd really greatly appreciate that. We don't have any yet, so we'd really appreciate if someone left us a review. Please, I need validation, or else I'm going to cry myself to sleep again tonight.
We monitor our success as people on this shit.
Do you have any parting advice you'd like to give our audience, Jay, before we sign off?
Yeah, don't fight us. We've got Millwall, bruv.
And there's the title. Thank you so very much for listening, everyone. I've been Owen Piper.
I've been Jay Little.
And you've been listening to Think of the Children. This is a witty sign-off.